They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A jump in planned layoffs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We got word this morning the number of planned layoffs at American companies rose in January. Outplacement consultant firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says employers announced more than 71,000 planned cuts last month. That's the highest level in 5 months. But analysts say January is usually a tough month for job cuts anyway. The government of Japan has ordered Toyota to investigate possible brake problems with its new Prius hybrid model. The automaker's already embroiled in its biggest ever recall for sudden acceleration with some of its gas pedals. It comes at a time when government regulators here at home are considering ways to get tougher on car safety. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
10 years ago, Congress granted the National Highway Traffic Safety Commission the authority to require car and tire makers to disclose customer safety complaints. That gave government regulators an early warning of potential problems. But the commission's former administrator, Joan Claybrook, says the agency dropped the ball.
In recent years, it has let auto companies call the shots.
Toyota received its first complaint about a sticky accelerator pedal in 2007. The commission is considering penalizing Toyota for its slow reaction, but Claybrook says it won't be enough.
Unfortunately, the maximum penalty is $15 million, and I've already been talking to people on Capitol Hill about having a significant increase, maybe to $100 million.
Claybrook expects the commission to more aggressively police auto safety in the wake of the Toyota case. The White House is requesting a 15% increase in staffing for the nation's auto safety enforcer. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
This morning, the European Commission backed the latest austerity plan from Greece. Last night, the Greek prime minister unveiled measures to cut his country's soaring budget deficit. More from London in Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
The Greek government is proposing deep cuts in public spending. The European Commission okayed the plan, but said Athens will have trouble implementing it. Big public sector strikes are in the cards. Currency markets are watching closely. It's feared that other heavily indebted Eurozone countries could get into similar trouble. Steve Barrow of Standard Bank.
I think the focus has switched to what's going on in the Eurozone, and with things there going from bad to worse, despite this sort of let-off for Greece today, I think the euro will be the victim.
The euro rallied slightly today, but Barrow thinks it'll soon head lower. Some economists reckon that rising government debt could eventually tear the eurozone apart. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
European shares are higher right now. Benchmarks in London, Paris, and Frankfurt up about a quarter to a half a percent. Asian markets had some big gains today. The Hang Seng added 2%. A relatively strong housing report boosted stocks here at home yesterday. The Dow added 111 points to close at 10,296. All signs pointing to a higher open today as well. Earnings this morning, Time Warner swung to a profit in the fourth quarter, and Pfizer reported higher revenues. Bank of America will pay out more than $4 billion to its investment bankers and traders. That's according to today's Wall Street Journal. And bailed out insurance giant AIG has bonus plans of its own. Some big payouts are on the way for employees in its financial products division. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports it's part of a company give-and-take agreement.
AIG had promised to pay employees nearly $200 million in bonuses next month. But after pressure from government pay czar Kenneth Feinberg, current and former employees agreed to give up $20 million of the money. News reports say $100 million will go out today to those who accepted less. Some employees are still holding out for more. The bonuses were promised before the government bailout to keep people from leaving the struggling company. Feinberg is trying to recover about $26 million AIG employees said they would repay last year, but then failed to deliver. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact. dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. And by LendingTree.com, tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
The social networking site Facebook is turning into one of the most popular websites on Earth. So here's a question. How can it make money with all those eyes looking on? Marketplace's Rico Galliano reports.
Facebook is a private company, so its ledgers are secret. But analysts estimate the company earned $500 million last year. Not bad. Of course, with 175 million registered users checking the site every single day, not great either. Still, Facebook says it has no intention to charge a fee to use the site, and experts believe it. Aaron Kessler is senior research analyst at Kaufman Brothers.
Facebook's really built on the community. So for Facebook to start charging, which would significantly decrease the size of their community, it doesn't make much sense. They essentially lose all of their value.
After all, users themselves provide most of Facebook's content. But users also provide valuable eyeballs for advertisers, which is why Kessler predicts ads will be a big part of Facebook's business plan.
They already do advertising today, and that's their biggest source of revenues. In the future, we think they'll look to more targeted forms of advertising based on someone's behavior online.
Facebookers are easy to target with ads since they're constantly volunteering all sorts of information about themselves. And then there's applications people use within Facebook, like role-playing games. Yahoo tech writer Chris Null says Facebook could start charging for them or at least take a cut.
Well, I think games are probably a next step in what they will charge for, that and other applications. I think Apple has kind of paved the way for showing that apps can be a very lucrative revenue stream.
And here's a suggestion. I'd happily buy an app that'd keep guys who used to bully me in high school from trying to, quote, friend me. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
And finally, Consumer Reports tasted 37 different coffee blends for its March issue. And after all that, it couldn't find one, not one, that measured up to a rating of very good or excellent. That includes caffeinated and decaf blends. Well, you know what they say. There's nothing like a mediocre cup of joe to get you limping through a somewhat average day. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online. Get the podcast at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.